You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. Diane Schutz has joined me in the studios this morning to talk about a USO-style concert this Thursday night that you've been organizing. Welcome, Diane.
Thanks. Great to be here, friend.
Great to have you. And Ain't Misbehavin' is one of the tunes on your list of songs.
It is. It's called USO Songbook. And we're going to take everyone back in time to the great era of the 40s. And we're going to listen to music that has become the soundtracks of our lives on all fronts. The military, remembering the war, remembering times when they were really tough and everybody pitched in. But also the great music that came out of that struggle. And out of the successes that people found in the 40s. So we've got good time singers, and they're doing group numbers, but they're also doing individual acts, and we have some skits. And our MC that night is the famous Bob Gaines. He's going to play Ski Knows Hope. And so we hope we'll just take everybody back kind of on a sentimental journey.
Okay, so maybe for some of our younger listeners, talk a little bit about the history of the USO concerts, and particularly the Bob Hope used to lead them for years and years and years, and they were a great morale boost to our military overseas.
He did, and actually they're still going on. We just don't hear about them. But they would take the greatest stars, Betty Grable, who was very popular as a pinup girl, and they would take great comedians, Lucille Ball, and Bob Hope would host those, and they would go to where the troops were. And sometimes that would be not in a facility, but they would take everything to a place that was very remote, and maybe the guys had been there a year or longer. And so they would go winter, summer, spring, fall, sometimes putting themselves in harm's way to bring a really big variety show to the troops and say thanks from their American counterparts back home.
What gave you the idea to do this kind of a show?
You know, I've always, when I taught at Las Cruces High, I always included quote, Americana music. I thought it was really important to keep the heritage and a sense of patriotism alive. And so this just seemed like a perfect fit. Good time singers are now about 50 and over. We take them from all areas of the community. And this is music they love. And I always want them to have a chance to perform music that is near and dear to their hearts. So we put this is kind of based on my old magic shows at Las Cruces High, which are still going on, and I'll give them a plug for this weekend. But at the same time, we're tailoring it to our audience, who I think will really appreciate songs like This Joint Is Jumpin' and Embraceable You and Sentimental Journey. And there's a Paris medley by Clint Bellows. And then we've got the Who's On First skit that Abbott and Costello did. So it's just going to be a fun night with desserts and decorations and some 40s memorabilia there for us to see.
We're talking about a concert this Thursday night. It's at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. There is a repeat performance Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. But this Thursday one is coming up sooner. So I should just back up for our listeners who don't know Diane. Diane Schutz was the longtime choral director at Las Cruces High School and did develop all sorts of innovative, great concerts, including the magic show that is taking place this weekend, actually, for carrying on in your tradition. Tell us about the Good Time Singers and when that got started.
When I retired from Las Cruces High, they had made all of our costumes for Carnegie Hall concert when we did our two-hour concert at Carnegie Hall in April of 2001. And when I retired, they wanted a choir. And I tried every way in the world to get
out of it. Who's they? When you say they?
About six people from Trails West, which is a manufactured mobile home community. And I tried about every way I could think of to get out of doing anything right after retirement. But they convinced me that they were sincere, and boy, are they. So we have been going since 2006. About 2009, we decided to add community members. Anyone can join, 50 and up. And they just have to have love of music. There's no auditions. We meet for 1 hour a week on Mondays. And what they do is pretty amazing in 1 hour. And people think, you know, when you're over 50, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. Some of these folks are in their 80s, and they're more active than I am, riding bikes and donating their time and volunteering. Some of them work. Some work as volunteers for hospice and hospitals. Others are just very busy with their families, but they all love great music. And so that's why we do this.
That's the Good Time Singers that Diane Schutz, my guest, conducts, and how many people are involved?
We've been having about 60 this year, which
60.
Is huge.
Wow.
We're running out of space. We've actually been having to use some of St. Paul's choir room facility because we've just grown out of space for that many singers, which is really, really exciting.
And you have all men and women and all the different levels
of
voices.
All men and women, four parts, sometimes six parts, harmony. We have a lot of community groups, but this one is a little unique in that we don't take younger singers, and we take you right where you are, and then our goal is for everybody to improve vocally and expand their musical horizons, but it's also a big family. We take care of each other, and there's a lot of love, and they are very quick to thank each other and thank me and our accompanists, and we're even going to feature all generations on Thursday and Sunday. We have a ninth grade drummer who is incredible from Sierra Middle School. His name is Alberto, and he's going to be our drummer. So we're really excited, and he's just picked up this music like crazy. So there'll be something for everybody.
And who else are your musicians?
Well, we have Scott, who also plays with the gospel choir. Scott will be playing keyboard. I'll be playing keyboards. And then we have Doug Weeks playing upright bass, and then we have Alberto on drums. So we're also featuring Chuck Merle on saxophone. So it's going to be exciting.
This is a U.S.-style concert taking place this Thursday once again, and Diane Schutz has organized the whole event.
USO Songbook.
There was a lot of great music from the 1940s, so just walk us through how you went from that huge amount and said, okay, I'm going to do this one, I'm going to do this one.
Well, the kingpin of the whole thing was to do the military salute, which you hear quite often, but as somebody said, why are you doing it in April? And I said, well, why not? We should be patriotic any time of the year. We hear a lot at Veterans Day and Memorial Day, but I thought we needed to thank our troops that have been coming home recently, as well as our veterans. I don't think you can thank them enough. We live in that freedom. So I started looking at music, and of course we have to have God Bless America in there. Started looking at the big band tunes and focusing on the big band tunes like Sentimental Journey and In a Sentimental Mood, Caravan, you don't hear very often. It Don't Mean a Thing, Stomping at the Savoy. And it just quickly came together, and then I let the singers decide on their solos and their duets and their trios. We're going to feature a women's trio on Sugar Time, which is you don't hear very often, but it's a great little trio. So it just all came together, and they all take part. They're all making the desserts. They're homemade, fabulous desserts. Everything's decorated. So we want to really transport folks back to the old USO shows of the 40s and give them that experience.
And really a full-scale variety show, as you said.
It is a full-scale variety. And it's very fast-paced. We move everybody around pretty fast. And this has been a real challenge for the singers because I haven't picked easy music. I made sure to challenge them as well. But it's music they love, and they have far surpassed where we thought we'd be a month ago. So we're all excited.
So when you're meeting just once a week, generally speaking, during the year, but when you have a big show coming up like this, which requires, in addition to the musical preparation, I'm assuming with a variety show, a lot of getting on the stage, getting off the stage, a lot of choreography. How many? What does the rehearsal schedule look like in the last few weeks?
Well, really, believe it or not, we've had one extra rehearsal.
That's it.
On Thursday.
Wow.
And today we're singing at Hospitality Club at noon, and that will be a precursor to it. Then we have a longer rehearsal this afternoon to do the walkthrough at St. Paul's in the Fellowship Hall, and then we'll have a walkthrough Thursday morning and get all the desserts ready and the punch and the tea and the coffee and decorate, and we're ready to rock and roll.
And what do your singers wear?
They're wearing red, white, and blue. Some will be in costumes. Oh, we also have George Burns and Gracie. They're going to make a magic appearance from the past. And
Wonderful.
Then we have a skit from the Bob and Ray show with Carol Gaines in that one and some helpers. So there's a lot of comedy because that was also a kingpin of those USO shows, to help our troops laugh and giggle and make fun of ourselves a little bit. So we've included a little bit of everything in that. And we actually have a little skit we're using called Stage Door Canteen, which was some of the premises that they used back in the USO shows. So I think everybody's going to be very, very thrilled.
It sounds like a wonderful evening. Diane Schutz is the conductor of the Good Time Singers, longtime conductor of the Las Cruces High School Choir. The concerts are this Thursday at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, also Sunday at 2 o'clock. And I think, Diane, you've given us a fantastic overview of what's going to be happening.
Well, I just hope everybody has a chance to pick up a ticket. But right now, the sales are going really, really well. We're really excited. Sunday is almost sold out. We have a few tickets left for Thursday, so we'd love people to get those in a hurry so they don't miss out on this great opportunity.
It's the USO Songbook Concert this Thursday night at 7, featuring music from the 40s and a tribute to veterans through all the wars of our country. Thank you, Diane, so much for coming in.
Thank you, Leora.